what God has for you. Friends, until the next time, this has been Randy Cole Sims Sr., the senior minister for the Fisk Boulevard Church of Christ. God bless and keep you is always our prayer.
With me, God is making something beautifully. He's shaping and molding me in every way. He is a potter and I am the clay. In God, I'm gonna be
what He wants me to be.
However long,
how long it takes, I don't really know.
For when it gets through with me.
Oh, Good morning, good morning. You are now tuned in to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour each Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day. On today, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them the Space Coast Gospel Live is on. Play the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel and be blessed.
Yes. He holds the land back from the sea. Oh, yeah. And if he can.
Help us and remind us of how good you are and how good you've been to us. May our cup run over, Lord, so much that it would gladden some sad soul. Come and bless now in a special way. In Jesus' name. Just north of the Okefenokee Swamp, a little place called Waycross, funny name, Railroad Center, where I was born and raised. My mother resides there. She wanted to be here. She's in her 80s. But she called and prayed. When my family and I, when we go home, mother would always wait up in the rocking chair, waiting for everybody to go to sleep so we could have our little prayer. So one night, I never will forget, way after midnight, I said, "Mother, are you ready?" She said, "I'm waiting on you, son." She was waiting to pray. So I prayed first, because because I know she always pray an hour. So I had to go and get mine out of the way. But this particular night, Mother prayed an unusual prayer. A prayer that I never heard before. It was a prayer of gratitude. She didn't ask God for nothing, she only thanked him. She started off something like this. She said, "Dear Jesus, I want to thank you for life, health, and strength. Family and my friends and loved ones. As we were on our knees praying, her prayers began to give me a walk from the present to the past. We grew up in a three-room house. I didn't say three bedrooms. Six in the family lived in town, but we didn't have the modern conveniences that our neighbors had. But we had food, we had clothing, we had somewhat of a shelter, and we had a whole lot of love. So my mother and I moved from the old house into a new house. Right there on Brandy Street, my mother, Arlene Cone. And she said, "Thank you, Lord, for this solid, dry roof on this house and these not warm walls. Unlike the old house. Whenever it rained, we had to get the pots and the pans and the buckets to catch the water. And these stout walls, whenever the wind would blow, we could feel in every room, we could feel the wind. Thank you, Lord." I want to thank you for these electric lights. The old house where we had to trim the lamps, burn the candles. Lord, and for the water that's coming through the walls, through the pipes. I want to thank you. Unlike the old house where we had to grind the pump, pump the water, bring it in. Oh Lord, I thank you. Unlike the old house where we had to go to the mill, load the wood on a wagon to bring it home and cut it up, fill a fire. Thank you, Lord. All I have to do here is just turn it on, start cooking. This refrigerator in this kitchen. Unlike the old house where we had to get 50 pounds of ice. And she took a walk in the bathroom. We were on our knees, but we were walking. She said, "Lord, I just want to thank you for this bathroom. With tub, shower, sink, and commode. Unlike the old pops. Got ready to take a bath. We had the pride to pump the water, bring the water in, and the number three time to take a bath. Not to mention the commode, Lord, where we had to go out back. Had to find the mosquitoes and sometimes bite the snakes. Thank you, Lord. It looked like she passed by the washing machine in the dryer. She said, Lord, I just want to thank you for the washer and the dryer. Unlike the old house, where we had the pride to pump the water and three number three times and had a rough boat. Had an old black wash pot. We had to fight up and had a poking stick. Oh, Lord, thank you. And this dryer, oh, Lord, it's so convenient. The old house, we had to hang them on the clothesline and had to take the clothes cleaning. In Africa. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I want to thank you for this last child of mine down here on his knees with me. The worst one I had. Staying in the streets. Every time I hear a siren, I thought somebody, it was him. Somebody blowing his head off or cut his heart out. But Lord, he's on his knees with me. Thank you for hearing my prayer, Lord. And now he's one of your preachers. Lord, I just want to thank you. And then she went up the road a little piece. She said, Lord, I thank you so much for this house. But I ran in your word that you got another house for me. And in this house, we'll never know deterioration. This house, I won't have to pay any taxes. This house, I won't have to pay no water bill. This house, I won't have to pay no light bill. This house, I won't have to worry about my neighbors leaving me dying. This house. Won't hear no sirens, this house. Lord, thank you for making my reservation. I'm just waiting, Lord, and I'm thanking you. I'm thanking the Lord. Maybe somebody like to join me and just thank you. I'm already down here. I'm thanking you for what you've done for me. Anybody else want to thank you? How about you that's looking? Do you want to thank him?
Coming your way, Mother Rose Wigan and Pastor Gladys, coming your way this morning. I just felt to pray this prayer because things are different now. that's what mom went through, all our moms. So we just want, I just wanted to play that this morning to let you know God is still good. And we just want to thank him this morning for just being God. Thank you, Lord. Brother LaSalle William and Sister Evelyn William. Brother Johnny Hubbard, Sister Lorraine Hubbard, Sister Clifford May Herbert, Sister Easter Button, and Brother Will Washington, and all your families. Our Brother Walter Davis Jr. Brother Freddie Randalls. Mother Anna Mae Price. Go out for Pastor Odell Watson and Mother Lateria Watson, Reverend George Meyer, and Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. goes out for all the said names, Mount Moriah AME Church, all the names now. He's a good God. Sister Audrey Johnson. A word about my sponsors at this time. This program is brought to you now in part by the Stones Funeral Home. The home that Richard built for you in heart and you in mind, established since 1923 and still in business. Sister Jan Stone, licensed funeral director. And it's a family business dedicated serving other families in their time of sorrow, whose real and deep concern goes beyond professional excellence. Satisfaction comes from knowing and doing all that can be done at a difficult time and doing it better than most. Now, that's the Stones Funeral Home. They have a service to suit the purse of the humble as well as the rich. All distinctional class and wealth are forgotten. Every service is conducted with the same quality, dignity, synthetic, understanding and capable attention to the smallest detail. That's the Stone's Funeral Home. They have two locations to serve you. One funeral home with two locations to serve you. They have location at 516 King Street in the city of Cocoa, 636-2344, 2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida, 727-9009. Now, Stone's Funeral Home is small enough to know you. They are large enough to serve you. If sorry come in your home, do not hesitate to call the Stone's Funeral Home. Just close to you as your telephone. And there's no suffering for experience at the Stone's Funeral Home. Stone's Funeral Home is able, willing, ready, and know how to handle all of your funeral arrangements. Let them be the provider for your loved one. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. Now I have one announcement, and Stone's Funeral Home is in charge. Brother Charles Evans, better known as from all of us as Tiger, memorial service will be we're going to continue now. Brother Charles Evans' memorial service will be on Saturday at 1 p.m. at Zion Oxford Primitive Baptist Church. The late Brother Charles Evans, known as Tiger, we all knew him as Tiger. Memorial service will be at Zion Oxford Primitive Baptist Church at 1 p.m. Also, we regret to announce the late Sister Ruth Matthew passed. Funeral service incomplete. The late Sister Ruth Matthew. Stone's Funeral Home is in charge of both of the arrangements. Brother Charles Evans and Sister Ruth Matthews. Sister Ruth Matthews passed a funeral song. Service is incomplete at this time. Come back into the program and play you one of the latest and the greatest.
A story that I heard about a little boy. His father died when he was about the age of 3 years old. And mother raised him until he got the age of 8 years old. And one day, his mother took him sick. They tell me every time his mother would move, the little boy would jump to his feet. And they tell me his mother looked over at him and said, "Son, why don't you get some sleep?" He looked at his mother and said, "Mother, how can I sleep? And your body all racked with pain." They tell me the next morning.
We just gonna play a little about mother this morning. Coming on next Sunday will be Mother's Day, so we just gonna get you ready for it. Mother used to hold me.
Sleeping all night long. Great God, they tell me, he said, "I'm going back and shake her and let her know I'm going to school." He called his mama, he said, "Mama, oh mama." But mama didn't answer him. He tell me, he turned and said, "Something is wrong with my mama. She never have refused to answer me." He ran down the road of peace. That was an old lady and an old man living there. He walked up and said, "Something wrong with my mama." The old lady said, "Stay here. she went on down the road to the little boy.
Oh, that's gonna play this morning. Mother used to hold me. Mother used to hold me. This goes out now in remembrance of the names that I'm gonna call right now. It's none other than Sister Esther Washington, Mother Amy Randolph, Sister Bobby T, Sister Margaret A. Launch, that's the mother of Sister Veronica Jenkins. Now, these are just in remembrance now. Sister Elma Pender, Sister Zelene, the late now, Sister Zelene Kirby, Mother Ola McCaster, Sister Glenda Bella, and Sister Eunice Hamilton, May Hobbs, Sister Liz Jordan. Mother used to hold me. Mother Stella Potlock, Sheila Johnson, Jane, Sister Jamie Holborn, Mother Cindy Baker, Sister Christine Thea, Mary Ruby Taylor. Mother used to hold me. Mother Anna Ruth Wells, missionary. Valerie Moss, Sister Katie Sampson, Sister Liz Cicero, and Dot Lee. Sister Sudie Lewis, Sister Rosebud Blackman, Sister Joanne Snowball, and Sister Mary Dunn. Mother Leela Rivers, Sister Vivian Wright, Connie Stone, and Mother Maddie Cicero. Sister Theola James. Mother used to hold me. Mother Dot Brown. Missionary Harris. Sister Dorothy Cooper and Betty Brown. Sister Sheila Johnson. Marjorie McGee and Sister Glenda Blackman. The late Sister Bertha Gray. Now, it goes out for all the said names that I have on file. But if you have someone and you would like for me to do it, you can always call us here. And I'll make sure I said this all in memory of them. Mother Emma Mann and Sister Dorothy Mann. Mother used to hold me. The late Sister Rose Neal and Sister Willie Bell Morgan and Katie Butler. Those are the three sisters that was killed. Mother used to hold me. Real time. Sister Willie Dale Riley. Now she's gone, children.
A story that I had about a little boy. Now when a little boy, his father died when he was about the age of 3 years old. His mother raised him until he got the age of 8 years old. And one day, his mother took him sick. They tell me every time his mother would move, the little boy would jump to his feet. And they tell me his mother looked over at him and said, "Son, why don't you get some sleep?" He looked at his mother and said, "Mother, how can I sleep? And your body all racked with pain." They tell me the next morning the little boy heard a knock come on the door. He got up and that was his little friend. Said to him, "It's time to go to school. How's your mama?" He said, "I don't know, been sleeping all night long. Great God, they tell me that I'm going back and shake her and let her know I'm going to school. He called his mama, he said, "Mama, oh mama," but mama didn't answer him.
At this time, I'm just going to bring you a word about my sponsors. And also, just before I come with my sponsors, I have a community announcement. Community announcement. The Second Chance Ministers present a Mother's Day stage play for all of the mothers now. And this will take place at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, 4101 Mobile Avenue, that's Cocoa, Florida. All are invited. Come and let's just see this here wonderful thing that for the Mother's Day play. Now, this will be the power of a mother's prayer. Now, this take place May the 14th at 11 a.m. at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. Now, they said there's a blessing waiting for you. Pastor Addison K. Mitchell is the intern pastor, and the doors of the church is open. All you have to do is just walk on in. That's on next Sunday night at 11 a.m. And I just imagine they're going to have a great time. The power of a mother's prayer. Let's come out. Go to Parker Memorial. Oh, well. Just enjoy the program there. Girl, okay, bring your word about my sponsor. I have one more announcement, but I'm going to bring you this. Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, owned and operated by Brother John and Fred Bailey, located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. Yes, and he, along with his son, we have Bailey's, John and Fred Bailey Sr. and Jr. Now, they are both there. Stop in. Yes, looking for a car, look no further because they have it. They have new car, used car. They have the car that you alone want to own. Give them a call at 636-3615. Area code is 321. Now that's Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. It is also brought to you by Crest Cleaners and Laundry. They have these locations to serve you. Location in Titusville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockleigh, Polk St. John, Vieira, Suntree, and North Melvin. Now, that's, well, quality and service still count. That's Crest Cleaner. Family owned and operated since 1960 and still in business. Now, they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. On your way on in, on your way out, they are open. And one day service, yes, they have one day service. Let them be the provider now for that garment, you know, that you want to wear. And you know how we like to wear nice things and we like for them to be just right. So stop in. Let them take care of it. They do have seamstress on hand to take care of the problem. Coming from Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, there's a move of God on the rise now. Women's program. This will take place on Sunday, May the 21st, 2017 at 4 p.m. Now, they have a great speaker there. They have speaker evangelist Audrey Grahams going to be the speaker for the 11 a.m. service. And then the Reverend Samuel Brown Martin will be the speaker for the 4 p.m. service. Now, they are having two services. They are having two great speakers. And you need to just come out and join. If you can't get there at 11, they still have a 4 p.m. service. Now, that's Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa. And say, so everybody's welcome. Because they have something for you. A great program. There's a movement of God on the rise. Everyone is invited. And you can always call them at 632-8040. Area code is 321. Now, this Parker Memorial, they have two programs. They have a program on the 14th, and they have a program on the 21st. Now, you don't want to miss each one of them. You just want to be present and enjoy yourself. Come back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. Another word about my sponsors at this time. This program is brought to you in part by Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop, owned and operated by Brother Freddy Randolph, and he have his son now, Brother Jason. They are both there to serve you better. Located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, they got it together, and that's located on Merritt Island. Stop in. Let them take care of it. Well, take it. Whatever problem, they can take care of it. at Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Now, you can always give them a call, 453-6316. Area code is 321. Now, he also have houses for rent, houses for sale. Just check him out, because they just have what you have been looking for at Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Also brought to you by ABC Land Clearing and Development, owned and operated by Brother James Goin, and located at 1130 Peachtree Street in the city of Cocoa. Now, you can always call him at 636-4734, or you can fax him at 633-6334. Now, area code is 321. Give him a call. He specializes in topsoil, base rock, site work, demolition, all of this now. You'll find at ABC Land Clearing and Developing, established since 1979 and still in business. It is also brought to you by Riverview Memorial Garden, the place for service. Quality and service is a must. Owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Yes, and you can always give him a call at 632-9050. That's Riverview Memorial Garden. And you will find Marva Grant headstones, and they have burial plots and cremation service, memorial benches, and all of this now is at Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality and service is a must. And he still have the old records, you know, that if you would like to obtain one, he have those available at no charge. Come back into the program and pay one of the latest and the greatest. My time is almost gone, but I'm going to try to get this record right here.
Mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember Mama.
Oh, we like to say happy birthday, Mother Rose Wiggin. You tried to keep it from us, but we find it out. And we thank you for letting us know. Happy birthday, Mother Rose Wiggin.
Mama is sleeping in the
I remember Mama in a happy way. Just wanted to play you a little Mother's Day as it coming on next Sunday, and I hope everyone take care of their mother. If you have a living mother, take care. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. But Pacoma Moore, and I remember on next Sunday, the 14th, May the 14th, they are having at 11 a.m. the power of a mother's prayer. You don't want to miss it. Let's go out and just enjoy yourself and enjoy Jesus and the pastor there, Pastor Mitchell, and all the members. They are looking to see you. Pacoma Moore is located at 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa.
And my brother was a pastor. Men and here, we were the members of the
also church. Remember now, Stone's Funeral Home is in charge, and this is Brother Charles Evans, and better known as Tiger. Memorial service will be at Zion Oxford Primitive Baptist Church at 1 p.m. And also, Sister Ruth Matthew Pass and Stone's Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements. That's Sister Ruth Matthew. Let's lift up all our sick, shut in, and all of our Reed family, and all our mothers, and especially our Mother Rose Wiggin. We are looking, and we thank God for you and Pastor Gladys. All right. But God is still good.
He put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't sit back down. Ann ran in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. But she looked out there and saw me, shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a laugh. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time. Hallelujah! And I remember Mama.
One of the things we try to do in these special presentations of music is to reach back to our past and touch that which was most tender and cherished to us. As I said last night, so many of our saints, and as God told me to remind the saints of the hope, so many of the sweet saints that taught us, and some of them are here who helped raise me, some of them are in heaven, most of them have gone to heaven. I have no living pastors of my, all of the former pastors who raised me. One of those ladies is in heaven now. Her name was Pearl Jones. She was another one of them sweet, mean ones. She always frowned and fussed. In testimony service, she would never really testify. After she got through singing, she'd say, God give me that song when I was fussy. That's all she'd say. But she could sing it under the anointing.
Some song that Mom used to sing, Shine on Me.
I'm going to ask Bishop Morton to help me with it in a little bit. Sing the verse. He's one of them old-time preachers, too. He got young and old in him. It's Bishop Paul Morton's brother, but this is Bishop James Morton from Atlanta. But the song goes like this. Shine on me. Sing it if you know it. Come on. Shine on me.
The clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning, but it's been a pleasure. Wherever you was listening to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour, this song Mama used to sing, Shine on Me.
Shine.
You have been listening now to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Your host has been Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Go to the church of your choice today, church service all around, and we know that God is in charge, so go wherever you feel free to go to the church of your choice, and let your light shine on you. Play something old, play something new, played it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had, and that's the best. Pastor Gladys goes out for you this morning. Let your light shine on you.
To me.
Come on, Bishop.
And let.